What do you think salvation is about?
到底你觉得救恩是什么一回事呢？
There were three people who were baptized quite recently.
最近有三个弟兄姐妹洗礼。
What is salvation about?
到底救恩是什么一回事？
Is salvation mainly about the forgiveness of past sins?
救恩是否就是我们过去的罪得到神的宽恕呢？
It certainly must be that too.
当然这个也包括在里面。
Is salvation about the desire to be in heaven?
救恩是否希望以后将来有机会上天堂？
That must be some truth in that too.
当然里面也有一点真理。
We usually hear salvation presented as one of these two things.
我们通常听到别人讲福音，就会讲到关于以上的一点或者两点。
But I think there is something more important than both of these in some way.
但我觉得救恩应该不单是上面所说的那么简单。
And yet I hardly ever hear anyone talk about it.
但我很少听到别人在讲其他方面的。
And for this, we turn to John chapter 10 and verse 10 as the center of the message today, the second part of this verse.
我们今天主题是在约翰福音第十章第十节。
This verse is very well known to most people who read John's Gospel.
但如果你看过约翰福音，这个是你很熟的经文，约翰福音第十章第十节。
And yet the meaning of this verse is little understood.
但可能这个经文的意义我们不是完全的懂。
The Lord Jesus says here, I have come in order that you might have life and have it in its abundance.
耶稣说，我来的目的是要使你们得生命，而且是丰丰富富的生命。
We know about having life.
我们知道生命是什么一回事。
At least to some extent we do.
起码某一个程度我们有一个了解。
But what is this abundant life?
到底丰盛的生命是什么呢？
And in this context, the Lord Jesus is talking about salvation. He goes on to speak about his laying down his life for his sheep.
因为在这个文艺里面，主耶稣是讲到这个救恩，因为他谈到他为他的羊舍命。
He said, "The purpose of my dying, the purpose of my coming, is so that you might have life, and in life in all its abundance."
他说，我为你们舍命，我来为什么？是因为要你们得到一个丰盛的生命。
That's comes to the heart of salvation.
其实这个是救恩的中心。
What does it mean to be a Christian?
做一个基督徒是怎么一回事？
It has to do with quality of life.
就是我们的生命的素质不一样。
It has to do with the quality of life that can be described as abundance.
就是做了一个基督徒以后，你的生命可以被形容成一个丰盛的生命。
So it's important for us to understand what abundance means.
所以我们要了解到底丰盛是什么意思。
Well, in my student days in England, I used to ride a motorcycle.
我在英国还是一个学生的时候，我常常骑一个摩托车。
London is a big place.
因为伦敦是个很大的城市。
And as a poor student, the communications, the transportation is very expensive.
作为一个穷学生，我花不了那么多钱去坐公共汽车。
So when one of my former fellow students at the Bible Institute went to become a missionary in Japan.
在我神学院一个同学去了日本做了一个传道人。
He had an old motorcycle.
他有一个很旧的摩托车。
Very heavy old thing.
也很重很旧的。
But he was willing to sell it to me for a very cheap price.
愿意用很低的价钱把它卖给我。
You have to be quite strong to ride one of these things.
如果你要骑这种摩托车，你是一个身体很强壮的人。
I was in better shape than I'm now in.
当然，我以前的体力比现在好得多了。
Because if that thing fell over, it's quite a problem to pick it up again.
因为如果那个摩托车跌在地上，你又需要很大的力才可以把它扶起来。
But it was very useful because I traveled around with it and it saved a lot of money because it used very little gasoline.
因为它那个摩托车用的汽油很少，所以呢是非常管用的。
Of course, it's very dangerous to ride one of those things.
当然，骑这种摩托车危险性也很大。
I think at least on three or four occasions, I nearly lost my life riding.
有三四次，次我差不多命都没有。
So it was transportation at the very basic level.
所以对我来说，我是用一个最简单的办法解决我这个交通的问题。
If it rained, I would get soaked.
如果下雨，我就全身都湿透了。
Assuming that I didn't have my raincoat with me.
当然如果没有雨衣的话，那就更糟糕。
And in the cold weather, you freeze. The wind is blowing straight at you.
如果天气冷，你就会觉得也冰冻，因为冷风就吹在你的脸上。
And of course, you get very, very dirty in London.
当然伦敦的污染也是非常厉害。
Sometimes I would arrive at the college and I would look like a panda bear.
有时候我回到学校就好像一个熊猫 ，panda bear 熊猫。
Yeah, because I would have my goggles on, you see.
因为我有我的那个特别的眼镜。
And so when I took off my goggles, the rest of my face is black, and I have two white patches around the eyes.
我的眼镜拿开的时候，脸上其他部分是黑的，唯独眼睛附近是白的。
So that is transportation. It is indeed transportation. Very dangerous. Sometimes wet, sometimes cold, and you look very funny at the end of it. But it is transportation.
所以这种解决交通问题的办法是最也是最脏也是最困难最基本的一个办法。
Well, a few years later, I graduated to something a little bit better.
几年以后呢，我就我的水平就提高了一点了。
I managed to buy a very old car.
我就买了一个很旧的汽车。
And this time I could travel. If it rains, I wouldn't get wet.
这一次如果下雨，我也不会全身湿透。
I wouldn't look like a panda bear every time I get off the motorbike.
也每次回到学校不用看起来像个熊猫一样那么脏。
And it was quite a bit safer, of course.
也比较安全一点。
The only problem with it is it was very old and the engine was very small.
但是当然，它是个很旧的车，那个engine 是什么？
机器
也很小。
And if I have to travel on the highway, the motorway as they call it in England.
但如果我要上那个高速公路的话。
I would put my foot down hard.
我要很用力的把我的脚踩下去。
And this thing could gradually reach the enormous speed of 55 miles an hour.
它才勉强的能达到55英里一个小时。
And at that speed, the whole thing was shaking.
在55英里的一个小时这个速度哈，整个车都摇摇晃晃的。
It felt like an airplane about to take off on the runway.
好像一个飞机快要起飞那个样子。
So in order to avoid all this shaking and all this noise, I had to cut the speed back to about 50 miles an hour.
因为减低那个噪音跟那个摇摇晃晃的，所以我就把那个速度减慢。
Which meant that it took me quite a while to get to the destination.
当然，等于说要在路上花的时间就更长。
So from motorcycle to car, that's already improving. The standard of living has grown, not yet to abundance, but at least has grown from basic necessity to something a little bit better.
我的生活水平已经慢慢的有改进，就是从最基本的那个摩托车到了一辆很旧的汽车，不是很好，但也好一点。
Well, a few years later, I graduated again to another car.
过几年我又提高了一点了。
And this car was also very old.
也是很旧的车。
But was in very good condition.
但是那个机件还是很好。
And had a much more powerful motor in it.
而且它那个摩托也比较好。
And so this time things were looking up for me. I was inching towards abundance.
所以我慢慢的向着这个丰盛的晚景前进。
That means that this engine had not just barely enough power, but now was beginning to reach the level of adequate power.
这一次我的那个motor 已经开始更那个马力越来越大。
I even drove from North Germany to South Germany, from one end of Germany to the other.In less than 12 hours.
我可以在12个小时之内从德国的北部开车到德国的南部。
That along the German highway, I was cruising at 70 miles an hour and was very quiet.
在那个高速公路上，我开了每一个小时70英里，但车还是非常的宁静。
And I said, this now is more like abundance.
我觉得现在这个差不多了，这个条件好一点了。
What is abundant life? That gives us a little bit of picture.
那希望这个例子可以让我们想象到底一个丰盛的生命是怎么样的。
What is your life like?
那到底你的生命是怎么样的呢？
Well, you are scraping by.
可能你勉强的可以过去。
Day by day, you get through sort of.
好像每一天你都可以熬过你的日子。
And then you find that, well, cold and wet, but anyway, you survive.
可能觉得太冷会全身湿透，但起码你可以活下去。
But you think it would be nice.
但你想，如果
I don't have to be freezing every time the weather is cold.
如果天气转冷，我不用每一次出去都那么冷，多么好呢？
It would be nice if I don't have to be soaked.
如果不用全身湿透，那多么好呢
？A bit better quality of life.
我就想生活条件可以改良一点。
Quality of life is the essential thing of our daily living.
因为每天的生活，那个我们生活那个素质是最重要的。
Well, take for example the fact that.Almost everything that is happening in the commercial world or industrial world is designed to improve life quality. If it's not, what is it there for?
无论是商业或工业上的发展，都是帮助我们去改善我们的生活条件。
Well, just take one little thing, for example.
我们可以举一个小小的例子。
Take the different kinds of ways you can cook your food nowadays.
想象你可以用。多少个不同的方法来煮你的菜
It's quite amazing.
你想想就非常的奇妙的
You can use an open flame, a gas flame or whatever.
你可以用那个一个有火的烤炉
But there are many ways of cooking where there is no flame at all.
有时候你不需要有火的
So from gas flame we reach an electric plate.
后来我们可以用那个电炉
There's no fire at all, yet you can cook the food.
你不需要生火，但是那个热已经可以把你的菜煮熟。
There's a kind of electric plate that turns red. You can actually see it go red when you turn it.
有些电炉它还是开了以后它会转红色的，是晚上你可以看见。
There's a kind that doesn't even turn red.
有一些就根本不会转任何的颜色。
It's quite dangerous. You don't know it's hot. You put your hand on it, and you end up in hospital.
是危险的，因为如果你不知道炉子开着，你把手放上去，那就糟糕。
So people develop new ways of cooking.
所以我们可以越来越想出更多不同的方法来煮菜。
Today there is a kind of cooker called an induction cooker.
现在我们有一种叫 induction cooker， 就一特别的锅。
The induction cooker actually doesn't become hot at all.
它也不需要用那个热来煮菜。
Have you seen the induction cookers?
有没有见过呢
？Yeah, this is a new thing, right?
是个最新的。
Been around for a couple of years now.
是过去几年才在市场上买的。
It's still quite expensive.
也非常还是非常贵的。
But the induction cooker uses a totally different principle.
因为这一种的煮菜的锅是用另外不同的原则来煮菜。
It activates the molecules in a steel vessel.
它是在那个在那个锅里面那个分子把它震动。
So that it produces heat.
那分子震动以后
，it has to be a steel pot, though.
是那种钢铁的锅。那个分子震动以后就可以产生热力。
So that what becomes hot is the steel cooker, not the cooker itself, but the steel pot.
所以就是那个铁锅自己会产生热力。
That's very interesting.
是一个非常新鲜的方法。
So when you cook on that, you remove the steel pot. The cooker itself is cool.
因为如果你把那个铁里面铁那部分拿去的话，那个锅的外面还是凉的。
So that if a child happens to touch it, it won't burn his hand.
所以小孩如果把手放在那个锅旁边，也不会烫着。
What's the point of all this if it's not to improve quality of living?
到底为什么要发明那么多新鲜的方法？无非是要改善我们生活的条件。
Not to mention there are such things as convection heat cookers, and there are of course microwave cookers.Wow, you name it, all kinds of ways to cook food nowadays.
或者说，现在我们有这个微波炉，还有其他的不同类型的烧烤方法。
The whole idea of all this is to improve quality of life.
所有这一切的原因都是要改善我们的生活的条件。
It's quicker to, it is cleaner to cook, it's faster, and everything is.
煮的时候可以快一点，也比较干净一点。
So that is the whole drive of life. It is to improve life quality. Why do you work? Why do you look for a better job?
So, 生命的推动力就在这儿，要改善我们的生活条件。为什么你要那么勤快工作？无非要改善你的生活条件。
Then you have computers. It goes from higher, it goes ever higher speeds. 286, 386, 486.
就像我们的计算机从286到486。 And now, 不断的改良。
Now coming to 586.
现在有586。
What's the idea? What's the purpose of all this?
到底这一切的目的是什么？
And then the bigger computers become smaller and smaller.
然后那个计算机从很大的一个机器越来变得越来越小。
So that it's easier to carry around.
因为你可以很容易的把它携带在身边。
Few years ago, I had a laptop computer.
几年前我一个放在那个脚上面那种叫 laptop 那种计算机。
That was already quite small, but
已经很小了。
Still fairly heavy by the time you have to put in your transformer and all sorts of things.
但是挺重的。
Now I have a notebook provided by good people for me.
现在有人送了一个叫notebook computer， 就像一本电话簿那么比电话簿还要小的一个计算机。
So it gets smaller and more compact. Why? For your convenience. It's to improve your life quality.
为什么就越来越方便？就是方便你一切。
But we can go on to other things.
在其他方面也是有同样的吹向。
We soon realize that the driving force of all kinds of movements in human history is again life quality.
在人类历史上，任何的运动都是朝着这个方向走，就是改善我们生活的条件。
What is the point of having revolutions?
为什么要搞革命呢？
What is the goal?
那个目的是什么？
What triggered the French Revolution over 200 years ago?
200多年前那个法国的革命是什么引起的呢？
It started with the need for bread, basic life sustenance.
就是那个时候百姓都没有吃的了。
But every revolution is concerned with life quality. That's what it's supposed to be about.
所以每一个革命其实是要改良我们的生活条件。
What was the revolution in China about?
那中国的革命也是什么回事呢？
Well, the people were oppressed.
你们觉得人们受到这个压迫。
The farmers didn't have their land.
农民没有田地。
So the revolution was in order to improve the life quality of the people.
所以那个革命就是改善老百姓的生活条件。
Once this goal is lost sight of, the revolution will collapse.
如果大家看不见这个目标的话，那个革命就会垮了。
Nobody wants revolution purely for the sake of revolution.
没有人单单是要搞革命，为了搞革命。
It is to improve life standards.
因为革命也是要改善人的生活的条件。
Now many people thought that Christianity is about going to heaven in the future.
很多人以为做基督徒就是将来能到天堂去。
That is a very small part of the gospel.
这个其实是福音里面很小的一部分。
Many people thought that Christianity has to do with forgiveness of sins in the past.
有些人以为做基督徒就以前的罪得到神的宽恕。
That is true.
这个是真的。
But it has a very important goal in it.
但是救恩本身有个很重要的目的。
Because past sins destroy the present quality of life.
因为你过去的罪会影响你现在的生活条件。
The past affects the present.
因为过去的事情会影响你现在的状态。
If you are not freed from the past,You cannot live with joy in the present.
如果你没有从过去的罪里面得到释放，你现在不能有喜乐。
In my work, I have to counsel many people.
在我的工作里面，我常常要counsel 是什么？辅导很多的人。
And many people suffer in the present, day after day.
很多人每天都面对很多的痛苦。
Maybe you are suffering various things in the present time.
可能现在你是经历很多的痛苦。
What are the things that cause suffering to you?
到底什么事情令你那么的难受呢？
Many of these things are from the past.
很多都是以前的事情，令你现在觉得非常难受。
An unhappy childhood.
可能你以前的童年非常的不开心。
A broken marriage relationship.
或是你的婚姻破裂。
These things have profound effect on you.
因为这一切都带来很大很大的影响在你身上。
The past is always affecting the present.
因为过去的一定会影响你现在的生命。
That's why this is an important aspect of the gospel. It is to set people free from the guilt and bondage of the past.
所以做基督徒其中一样就是能够从过去的罪里面得到释放。
But it is in order that you may have abundance of life in the present.
但是为什么要得到释放？就是现在，那你可以经历那个丰盛的生命。
Therefore, it is concerned about the present.
所以福音也是关注你现在的生命。
Now ask yourself about what kind of life you have in the present.
那你问自己，到底你现在的生命是怎么样的？
If your life is full of joy,
你是否充满喜乐？
Full of direction and purpose.
生命也有很清楚的目标方向。
full of inner riches.
里面有很大的丰盛。
Of course, you don't need the gospel.
当然你就不需要福音了。
What's the gospel to you?
福音对你来说没有用的。
If you have everything you need now,
如果你现在需要的你都有了。
The gospel has no meaning for you.
福音对你来说是没意思的。
Jesus said, "It is the sick who need a doctor."
耶稣说是那些有病的人需要医生。
The healthy has no need for a doctor.
健康的人为什么需要医生？
Or even if you think you're healthy, you don't.
如果你觉得你健康，当然你不去找医生。
Of course, you may be sick, but you don't know it.
可能你是有病，但你自己不知道。
But if so, you still don't look for a doctor.
当然，如果你不知道，你不会去找医生。
And speaking about doctors, once more, why do we have medicine at all?
那谈到医生，我们说为什么我们有那么多的医学方面的研究呢？
It's because of concern for life quality. You see, we are back with this fundamental human concern.
我们非常关心我们生命的素质。
If you have pain, your life quality is ruined.
如果你身上有什么地方很痛的话，那你怎么可以享受你的生命？
When I go to the pharmacy, I look along the shelves and I see rows of painkillers.
当我去那个药房的时候，一看，放了很多不同类型的止痛药。
And I wonder who buys all this stuff.
我就问到底真的有人买这一切吗？
It must be a lot of people have pain.
可能是很多很多人都有痛。
And this is a multi-million, multi-billion dollar business, this painkiller thing.
止痛药他们的生意是几千几亿万的生意。
So medicine is also for life quality. That's what it's all about.
所以医学也是要改善人的生活水平。
Now you can see how crucial this whole thing is.
所以你知道这个要生活的条件给这个丰盛的生命是多么的重要。
And so Jesus wants to bring us into abundance of life.
耶稣要带我们进入一个丰盛的生命。
How many Christians enjoy fullness of life? I wonder.
其实我不知道有多少基督徒真的经历这个丰盛的生命。
I think I'm not mistaken if I say that there are very few.
如果没有看错的话，很少很少基督徒会是有丰盛的生命。
In other words, Jesus' mission has failed as far as most Christians are concerned.
换句话来说，在大部分基督徒身上，耶稣的使命是失败了。
He said, "I have come in order that you have life in its abundance."
又耶稣说，我来是要你得到丰盛的生命。
And that means, of course, if we don't have life in abundance, he came in vain.
如果我们没有经历这个丰盛的生命，耶稣来这是枉然的。
Now, if he came to give us a truly rich and abundant life, and we are not living it, then what's the reason?
那如果耶稣来是给我们丰盛的生命，但是我们没有经历的话，那到底问题出在什么地方？
The definition of this word translated here as abundance.
这里这个翻成丰盛生命这个字丰盛
In the original,
在它原来的意思里面
In the standard dictionary is listed under two headings basically
在那些字典上它是有两个不同的方面的意思
The first definition given is extraordinary, remarkable, unusual
这是一个超自然的
That means to sayIf you are living in abundance, you are living a life that is unusual, which means abundance is something unusual.
因为这个丰盛生命也是一个超乎自然，这不寻常的生命。
It is something remarkable. That is, other people look at your life and say, there's something unusual about it.
就当别人看你的生命的时候，他知道很特别。
When was the last time anybody knew that you were a Christian and said, there's something remarkable?
是否你记得最后一次有没有人跟你说看你的生命的时候觉得你真的是很不一样的
They say you're a Christian if that's the case forget it I'm getting on fine
如果你是基督徒的话那我就不需要基督教了我生命挺好的
That's the way I felt before I became a Christian
就是当我还没有成基督徒以前这是我的态度
Because as many of you know I went to a Catholic school for many years
因为小的时候我去一个天主教的学校
And I looked at the priests.
当我看那些神父。
And the brothers, as they were sometimes called, which is one rank lower than the priests.
或是那些就是 priests 还有那些神父。
Yeah, 神父。And I looked at them. You can't tell the difference. They all wear the same black things.
通常他们穿的衣服都是黑的。
Nowadays, some of them don't wear this anymore.
当然现在有些他们已经不穿那些衣服。
But I noticed that there was nothing remarkable about their lives.
但我觉得他们的生命是。一点也没有特别。
They were as irritable as anybody else.
他们也像别人一样非常烦躁。
They were as Well, as lacking in joy as anyone else.
他们生命啊，像别人一样，毫无喜乐的。
It was nothing that would attract your attention, nothing that would draw you to the gospel by looking at them.
就是当你看到他们生命的时候，根本你不会被吸引来追求福音的。
The second definition of this word abundant.
就是这个丰盛的第二个意思是。
It's only the second definition which has the word abundant here, abundant or profuse, which means more or less the same thing.
这是非常丰富的意思。
Or going beyond the necessary.
或者超过你所需要的。
As I showed you that the motorcycle was necessary, it was just basic transportation.
像刚才我分享的例子，那个我的摩托车是很最基本的解决我交通的需要。
But the last car that I mentioned, that was going beyond the necessary. It even has a heater in it.
到后来，我那个车已经不单是可以走得挺好，而且还有一个还有暖气安装在里面。
There's no way you can do that on a motorcycle.
但是在那个摩托车，你根本就没有这个暖气。
Not to mention you can turn on the radio and the heater.
当然，我那个车还有一个radio 是收音机。
So, which by the way, the second car didn't have. That would be the first car that I mentioned.
我第一辆车没有这个收音机的，也没有暖气设备的。
So, going beyond the basic.
所以这个意思就是超过你基本的需要。
More than mere survival.
就是不单是生存那么简单。
So let me ask again.
所以我要再一次问你们。
Whether you are a Christian or not a Christian.
无论你是基督徒还是非基督徒。
As a non-Christian, how is your life getting on?
如果你是非基督徒的话，你觉得你的生命是怎么样呢？
Full of satisfaction.
你是否非常满足？
I've visited China several times, two times in the last few years.
在过去几年，我曾经去过中国两次。
And I noticed the inner emptiness of the people.
我就留意到人民生命里面那种的空虚。
Here is the problem.What to do about this inner emptiness?
就是我们怎么样去解决这个空虚的问题呢？
I saw a student once walking up and down near the college.
在一个学校，我看到一个学生来来往往的在那里走。
I said, you seem to have a lot to think about.
我问你是不是在想很多的事情？
She said, yeah.
她说是。
Says, I don't know, what's the point of studying?
他说我根本不知道为什么我要念书。
She came straight to the point, I didn't know her.
我不认识他的，但他马上打开话题就点到那个中心里面。
Helen and I were also taking a walk at the time.
因为当时我跟我的太太在那里散步。
She came straight to the point, this girl, and said, I don't know, what's the point of studying?
那个女孩马上就说我根本不知道为什么我要念书。
You have to work so hard.
你要很用功。
But if there were a purpose, I don't mind doing it.
如果是有一个目的的话，我不介意。
But if there's no point,
如果没有意思的话，
can material life quality satisfy the inner person?
物质的东西能否满足人心里面的需要呢？
There are two kinds of abundance.
因为丰盛是有两种不同的丰盛。
There is the external abundance and there is the internal abundance.
有外在的丰盛，还有里面的丰盛。
Can the external abundance satisfy the internal need?
外在的丰盛能否满足里面的需要呢？
The answer is clearly no.
答案当然是不可能。
But even more pathetic if you have neither internal nor external abundance for many.
当然，我更可怜就是如果你没有外在的丰盛，也没有里面的丰盛，那就很惨。
Some of the saddest people, the most miserable people that you'll ever meet are the people who have external abundance.
那有一些人，他有外在的丰盛，但是他也是你认识里面可能是最惨的、最可悲的人。
I just heard a statistic about the life in Canada.
我刚听过关于加拿大生活的一些统计。
Now in Canada, surely you have external abundance for most people.
在加拿大很多人都有这个外在的物质的丰盛。
It doesn't mean that everybody is a millionaire.
不是说每一个人都是百万富翁。
But everybody has at least what they need or a bit more than what they need.
但大部分人都有基本上需要或者多超过他们基本需要的。
And yet, just the other day on the radio, I heard that there are so many depressed people in Canada.
但我有一天听收音机说，在加拿大很多的人是非常的情绪低落。
There is such a problem with depression that there are some 3 million people who are being treated in one way or another or taking various strong or mild drugs for depression.
大概300万人要接受这个治疗，或者要吃药来解决他们这个情绪低落的问题。
I was shocked by the figure, 3 million.
当我听到这个数字，非常的惊讶，300万。
Canada has only a population of something like 22, 23 million people.
与加拿大人也是2000多万人。
That means that almost 1 out of 7 people are suffering from depression.
那等于一个7个人之中就有一个是有这个毛病。
So, statistics answer our own question. Does external abundance satisfy the needs of the heart?
所以这个统计已经告诉我们，到底外在的东西能否满足我们心灵的需要？
You see, it's all this matter of life quality.
所以这一切就是关于我们生命的素质。
Material goods, they don't satisfy the heart.
因为物质的东西一定不能满足你的心灵的需要。
I've seen poor people who have internal abundance.
有些人可能很穷，但是里面是非常的丰盛的。
And they are so happy.
也非常的喜乐。
They have next to nothing, but they are happy people.
他们可能一无所有，但是他们也是挺快乐的人。
Which just demonstrates that happiness.And internal abundance has nothing to do with external abundance.
所以更证明的就是里面的丰盛跟外在的丰盛是没有关联的。
These are very important things to understand.
这一切原则是非常的重要。
The importance of understanding life quality.
我们要明白这是生命的素质是什么。
Until the church lives up to the life quality that Jesus came to bring, we don't have a message to preach.
除非教会能够真的表现耶稣所带来的福音这个情况，就是能有丰盛的生命，教会没有一个信息给那些还没认识神的人。
So why do so few Christians have this life quality?
那为什么那么少的基督徒能经历这个丰盛的生命呢？
Maybe they have not yet understood the basic conditions for it.
可能他们没有了解那个基本的条件。
Recently, when I came back from Hong Kong,
最近我从香港回来的时候
I found, of course, that I couldn't start the car.
我也觉得我的车不能开不动。
As many of you know, my car is another antique that I have here.
因为我现在的车也是一个比较旧的车。
It has come to about 18 years of age.
大概已经十八年了。
I think it is qualified to vote in Canada.
可能他已经可以投如果加拿大要选举的话，他可以投票了。已经过了十八年。
Well, it's been standing there for 1 year.
而且已经有一年没有用。
And of course, when I turn the key, nothing happens.
当我把那个钥匙放进去的时候，要把那个钥匙转动，一点声音都没有。
The battery is completely dead.
因为那个电池已经没有电了。
I had even taken the precaution to put a solar panel recharger for the battery.
我已经预早放了一个用那个太阳能来充电的放在那里。
Using advanced technology.
我已经用很先进的科技来解决这个问题。
It's supposed to charge the battery at the rate of 100 milliamps per hour.
因为呢，应该可以一个小时可以充100个 milliamp 这个电力。
Well, the battery is totally dead.
但是那个电池还是不行。
It was in quite good condition before I left.
我走以前那个电池还是挺好的。
So what to do?
那怎么办呢？
Well, I called in the CAA, of course.
我就打电话给那个 CAA 那个机构。
And they tried with their batteries, and they also couldn't start it.
他们用他们的电池来希望帮我把我的车开动，也是开不动。
So it had to be towed to the garage.
那我的车就被拖去那个修车的地方。
In the end, they just had to do 2 things.
其实他们要做两件事情。
One was to change the oil because the oil is too thick and heavy, makes the turning of the engine very.
一点就是要把那个摩托那个油换了。
And the second thing is put in a new battery.
然后就放一个新的电池。
Because the battery could not be recharged anymore.
因为那个旧的电池已经不可能再充电。
Two major changes had to be made.
所以要做两个很重要的修改。
The oil had to be taken out, the things that hinder the movement of the engine.
因为原来的油太浓，已经不利那个摩托的那个运行。
And then it had a new source of power.
然后它有新的那个能量从那个新的电池那里来。
Now I think many Christians have done only one of the two.
有大部分基督徒可能就做了只是以上的两件事情中的一件。
When they came to the Lord, they confessed their sins.
当他们来到主的面前的时候，他们承认自己的罪。
They tried to clean out some of the past dirt or filth that was there.
也希望把也把以前的罪让主洗干净。
Without that, the engine cannot turn over.
因为没有洗干净的话，那个就是好像车那个 motor 不能开动。
But if you don't have a new battery in there, it's also not going to be very good.
但如果你没有新的电池，那怎么办呢？也没有用的，又没有这个能量。
Now, what is this equivalent of a new battery?
那到底这个新的电池在我们的生命里面是什么？
A new source of power.
其实一个新的那个能力的来源。
Many Christians seem to lack this very thing.
很多基督徒看起来就缺少了这个能力的来源。
The Lord Jesus said, "I am the life."
耶稣说，我就是生命。
You see that in John 14:6.
在约翰福音十四章第六节。
Unless Jesus comes into us as the life, as our source of power.
除非耶稣来到我们生命里面，成我们生命的能量。
We won't be able to get very far.
我们基督徒的生命不能走多远。
I think that once they had changed the oil,
因为当他们换了那个油以后
，they could have started the car, of course using their batteries.
用他们的电池可以把我的车开动。
And once the car starts, it would be okay. It would run for a while.
当然，如果车已经开动的话，那个 motor 会继续走下去。
But after a while, I'm going to have problems.
但过了一阵子，我也会有同样的问题的。
Unless I get that battery changed.
又除非我的电池改了，能够充电。
Because the level of power was just too low.
因为那个电池那个能量那个水平太低。
I wonder if you have this new life source within you.
我就不知道到底你有没有新的这个生命的能力来源在你。
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 4.
在哥罗西书第三章第四节。
Paul also says.
保罗也说。
He is our life.
就说耶稣就是我们的生命。
Now to expound this theme would take another one or two messages.
当然要讲关于这个主题要用一次到两次的讲道时间。
Today I will have to be just content to draw your attention to this important fact.
今天我就是要让你们注意这一点。
That Jesus came to give us an extraordinary life quality.
因为耶稣来是要给我们超乎寻常的一种生活的生命的素质。
So we can evaluate our Christian life by this.Truth that he has taught us here.
所以我们要按照耶稣这个标准来量度我们的生命。
If this life quality is missing,
如果没有这个生命的素质的话
，our Christian life is in serious trouble.
其实我们的基督徒生命出了很大的问题。
It could mean we don't even have the new life source within us.
可能我们根本没有那个新生命的能源在我们里面。
Or that this level of power is so low that it is not.Going to be functional for very long.
或是我们有这个能量太低，根本不能操作。
What about say relationship problems?
特别关于人与人之间的关系。
I find something very disturbing.
我心里觉得非常的不安乐。
That among Christians there is, for example, in marriage relationships, a lot of problems.
比如说在那个婚姻里面也很多的问题。
And if you share a household, there are almost constantly problems between those in the household.
你跟别的弟兄姐妹一起住的话，在那个apartment 里面有很多不同的问题。
Not to mention the problems you have in yourself, just relating to yourself.
不用说你跟自己的关系也搞得乱七八糟的。
And then these kinds of Christians, they want to do all kinds of other activities.
然后这种基督徒会想做很多很多的事情。
Sometimes they're even involved in the leadership of the church.
有时候他可能也在教会里面做一个领导的身份。
You can see what kind of problems the church will have.
那你就可以看到教会的问题是怎么样。
And I would say once more.
那我要跟大家讲。
That if you have met Christians and you find that there's nothing very extraordinary about them.
如果你看到一些基督徒，你觉得他生命没有一点是丰盛的感觉。
Don't be surprised.
你不用惊讶。
It seems like those are the majority.
其实大部分的基督徒都是这样的。
Now let me just touch briefly before I close on this different kind of life quality.
我结束以前要讲句不同种类的。